This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a warm night with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just over an hour ago, one person was killed in East Jerusalem following a family feud. Riots erupted in Silwan, leading police to shoot two more individuals. Also, earlier today, the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in rebuilding Gaza's tunnel network, according to JNS. Also this hour, Maariv reports chaos in East Jerusalem, where a family conflict spiraled into violence, leaving three dead. Separately, Axios reveals a political clash in Michigan. Mike Rogers' fallout with AIPAC shakes up the Senate race. And finally, from earlier reporting, JTA shares that the remains of Yehuda Katz, an Israeli soldier missing since the first Lebanon War, have been found. Here's what people are saying online. Gabe Draws, a tech enthusiast, posted just 20 minutes ago about a unique home setup using multiple devices for an enhanced kitchen experience. Raylan Givens expressed criticism earlier this hour over recent comments made by Tom Barrack, the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, regarding Israeli actions in Syria. Yashar Ali, a well-known journalist, shared earlier today that AIPAC has paused an ad campaign for Michigan's Senate race, reflecting tension within the political landscape. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the unrest in East Jerusalem. According to Walla, the murder resulted from a family dispute in Silwan. This has sparked significant violence, including gunfire and Molotov cocktails. The situation underscores ongoing tensions within the community, highlighting the challenges police face in maintaining order. Turning to the IDF's recent action in Gaza, JNS reports that the targeted Hamas terrorist was linked to the tunnel reconstruction efforts. This individual was also involved in the October 2023 attacks and held numerous hostages. Israel continues its strategy of targeting key figures to counter Hamas activities, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, the political landscape in the U.S. is shifting. Axios reveals a rift between Mike Rogers and AIPAC, impacting his Senate campaign in Michigan. This underscores changing dynamics in U.S.-Israel relations amid the war in Gaza, influencing voter sentiment. In earlier reporting, JTA provides closure to a long-standing mystery. Yehuda Katz, missing since the Sultan Yaqub battle in the First Lebanon War, has finally been accounted for. This discovery brings a sense of resolution to his family and the nation, reminding us of the enduring impact of past conflicts. The economic front. First, Katech highlights a surge in U.S. manufacturing tied to AI advancements, with Generac experiencing a significant backlog due to new data center demands. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports strong interest from Americans in Jerusalem's real estate market. Nearly half the apartments in a new Bethlehem Road project have sold, reflecting robust demand. And finally, Globes notes a crackdown on dubious disabled parking permits in Israel, following a dramatic rise in issued permits over the last decade. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.